In his book entitled 12 Books That Changed the World, Melvyn Bragg describes the day that a rather odd young man, whose family intended him to become a farmer, went along to his local county fair. The year was somewhere in the midst of the 1650s, over 350 years ago, but I'm not sure that county fairs have changed much since then. There were the usual displays of livestock. There was the beer tent. And there were the traders selling their wares at bargain prices. The young man was not, as you might expect, interested in livestock, nor indeed in the beer tent, but in something which had caught his eye on one of the stalls. That day he bought a glass prism. He took it home and he shone light through it, producing a spectrum of colours on the wall before him. Red and orange and yellow, green, blue, indigo and violet. This must have been done before by others, and the spectrum of colours had been seen in rainbows in the sky since the days of Noah. But here was the beginning of a scientific experiment into the properties of light. The young man was Isaac Newton, famous for his theory of gravity, he of the apple which fell down and not up. It was Isaac Newton who discovered that white light is made up of a combination of different colours, and he published a paper on this in 1671. This discovery allowed him, and it allows us even today, to understand how raindrops refract light. It explains how rainbows are formed. Rainbows had fascinated the great thinkers and most likely ordinary people too since the days of Noah, when we are told that the first rainbow appeared in the sky. This is our story from the book of Genesis this morning, a story which is one of myth, although that is not to say that it is untrue. Rather, that it comes from a time so long ago as to be described as prehistory. We cannot set it in a context of time because it happened before time was recorded. A story which was passed by word of mouth from one generation to the next for thousands of years until somebody wrote it down. The story of Noah is one which you will probably be familiar with. You may have heard it as a child in Sunday school. You may have told the story to your children or your grandchildren. You may have seen it recently in the film starring Russell Crowe, although I understand that some liberties were taken with the storyline here. The story of Noah, which we find in the book of Genesis, has him build a giant boat, filling it with every kind of animal which walked on the earth, as God had commanded him to do. God shut them in the boat and they weathered the worst storm ever encountered. In our reading today, we come across Noah and his family after the flood, after many, many days spent in the ark with the animals and the birds. God had destroyed the earth and everything in it with the flood. He had done this because the earth was corrupt and filled with violence. We are told this in chapter 6. Now we have Noah and family as they disembark from the ark and they have offered sacrifices to God. This is when the rainbow appears in the sky. God speaks to Noah of establishing a covenant with him, with his descendants, and with all the creatures of the earth. The covenant was that God would never again destroy the earth with a flood. God had done this, and God wanted them to know that he would not repeat the action. The rainbow is a sign of the covenant between God and earth, all people and all creatures. God destroyed the earth because of its corruption and violence. I wonder how often when we hear acts of violence and cruelty, when we hear of these acts across the globe, when we hear of corruption all around us, do we ask, what is our world coming to us? What is our world coming to? There are those who question the very existence of God, who argue that if he does exist, they would not worship a God who allows the earth to contain so much suffering, both caused by one another and by natural causes. They have a valid point. But from this passage, I understand that God could again stop all of the violence and corruption by wiping out the earth, by starting again as he did in the days of Noah. But God has already done that. It was one solution. After it, he decided, he promised, he covenanted not to destroy the earth again. He gave the rainbow as a sign of his mercy upon us. The rainbow in the sky is a sign of hope to the world that God has found another way that does not include violence or destruction of the earth. Rainbows often make us stop and look with childlike wonder, for we don't see them every day. They are transient by their very nature. Their beauty seems to be almost miraculous, even when we understand, with Isaac Newton, the scientific reasons for their existence. Somehow they seem to connect the earth with the sky above. The rainbow has been understood by ancient peoples, particularly in Norse mythology, as a bridge between heaven and earth. This is, of course, how we might describe Jesus Christ, the bridge or the stairway, connecting God the Creator to humankind. God found another way. He gave us Jesus Christ. We meet Jesus today in our gospel reading, being baptized, experiencing God's affirmation, being driven out into the wilderness, experiencing the difficulties of being human, the loneliness, the temptations, the hunger and thirst, the dangers for Jesus of the wild animals, experiencing the wonder of being tended to by angels. Jesus, when he came out of the wilderness, came proclaiming a time of change. The kingdom of God has come near, he said. With Jesus came a new way, a new covenant sealed by his blood, costing him his life. A new relationship made possible between God and his people, into which all can enter through Christ. The writer of the letter to Titus puts it like this. He says, through Jesus' death on the cross, we are freed from every kind of sin. We are made clean. We are made his very own people. We are no longer distant delinquents, but children of the Father God. This is our hope. This is the hope which we hold out to the world. God is a God of mercy, a God of hope, a God of new beginnings, a God who knows what it is to be human, who knows what it is to suffer. God found another way in Jesus Christ through his death and resurrection. Put your trust in him. Amen.